Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
So it was the night after, yeah. Or 'twas the day after Christmas. Are you coming down? Are you?
I am.
You got a hangover. What does an Andrea do?
I don't drink, so I don't have. I don't have a hangover, but I do have a little Christmas hangover. I felt this year. I know we say this every year, but it came up so quickly. It was over so fast, and now I can't believe it's the day after Christmas, and we're going to be in 2019 in less than a week.
Well, you know, I have this this little countdown ornament.
Do you really?
It's got a little Santa on it, and it has a digital countdown.
Yeah.
And you set it on a date, and it counts down all the way to Christmas. So I set this thing on October 15th, I believe.
Is there any particular reason why you
No, I just remembered that I have this ornament. Because I guess you could do it actually on October 1st, according to the little dial that it used. So when I set it, it was, I guess, I'm trying to think what actually day it was, but it was 69 days.
Okay.
Until Christmas.
Wow. And now
it's over. Here we are.
What happens on the ornament today?
Right. So at midnight on Christmas Eve, then it goes into Christmas Day. You wait, and it's just it all of a sudden it starts flashing, and then it says Merry Christmas and ho ho ho.
And that's it.
Yeah, it doesn't have any music.
Oh.
I'm like, why doesn't this thing have music?
It should have music.
And of course, then at 12:02 a.m. So we watched that for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Even though it was kind of
anticlimactic.
It should have music.
I thought you were going to say like glitter shoots out of it or streamers.
I've been waiting for 69 days.
No.
And all I get is a ho, 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 Merry Christmas spelled out.
And then it shuts off.
Yeah, well, it didn't shut off, but it would go on forever. But it's like, yeah, how about just a little jingle bell or a, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town kind of tune.
Right.
So then, of course, at 12:02, I had to go to the piano bench and lift up the piano bench because I had to take out my baby Jesus.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm
because
sorry.
Baby Jesus, of course, is not in the stable until Christmas Day.
Stop it. You're one of those
people. He is not. In fact, my three wise men, they're still in the kitchen. They're making their way to the dining room.
And you're
they just
still
saw,
happily married?
They just saw the star.
Okay.
They've just seen the star.
Okay.
They're on their way.
You're hearing yourself talk out loud, right?
January 6th, Epiphany.
Mm. What happens then?
Then they get to show up at the stable. So right now, they are in the kitchen making their way through the dining room to get to the living room.
Okay, but isn't the day of the Three Kings when you're supposed to take all the decorations down?
Well, that's... Hey, I didn't write...
According to the lore...
These aren't my rules.
What was it like back then?
Baby Jesus is not in on my nativity.
You put him in the piano bench?
I hide him, and I just have a few a cow and a couple of goats.
And then Christmas morning, you put the
and
baby
a few
Jesus
lambs, and then at 12:01 or when it's officially Christmas Day, then I go to the piano bench and pull Jesus out. And because up to then, I don't even have Mary and Joseph there.
You just have the animals gathering, and they're in the stable.
Right, because they're on their way. They have to go to the inn. They have to get refused at the inn before they get to the stable.
Do you
if you put them at the stable,
do you recreate this? Put one in one hand and one at the other and have entering the inn?
No, but I do move my three wise men.
Okay.
Like about an inch every day. So now Jesus is where he belongs.
In the stable.
But now the
don't you think by this time he'd be inside?
Well, he's in. Well,
because it's. I mean,
why,
if you want to be
why,
December 26th.
Why, you think after the weekend there was room in the inn?
somebody would say, well, hey, a baby was born. Maybe you could give up your bed.
People were checking out. They had a Saturday checkout. And then
a noon checkout?
Yeah, a noon checkout. Right. You know, and then Joseph is like, hey, Mary.
Right.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
Pack up the kid.
Hold on. They would have to have the someone clean up the room, like the room service. And then they say, okay, it's 2:00. Your room is ready. Jesus, Mary, come on in.
Well, they let them know when the move was ready. They had a little drummer boy, and he would hit the drum to let them know it's time.
Your room is ready. Is he part of your nativity?
No, I don't have him.
Okay.
But I do have a shepherd with a lamb on his back looking at the... At the Christ
and
child.
And is he allowed to come in at now?
No riffraff.
No riffraff in the inn.
No, he's a shepherd. He doesn't go into the inn. No, it's just the Holy Family.
I still sort of feel bad that you keep the baby Jesus hidden in the piano bench.
Well, he's not born.
Maybe you could put him in a.
Well, he can't be around. I can't see him. Because he doesn't
keep
exist.
Him in like a little box or something, but it just seems like kind of. I know.
I guess it
bench.
Is, but it's nice and quiet there, and it's close to where the stable is.
Okay, so got it.
I don't forget.
You don't forget. Can you imagine Christmas Day? You forget.
Where is he?
You're watching the ho-ho-ho ornament, but you don't have the baby Jesus in your nativity. It makes sense. It really does. Just hearing it out loud sounds crazy.
I just find. Although I went to New York a couple years ago, we went to St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh, beautiful!
And this was before Christmas.
Beautiful.
Walked in, went to see their beautiful nativity in the church.
And no baby Jesus.
No Jesus. Thank you very much. Right. There was an empty manger. Yeah. And I even said to the security guard, yes, thank you.
Good, right.
You know. And he goes, as I said, Jesus isn't born. He goes, you know, you're right.
Did the security guard say, you need to leave now?
Yeah, then I was pulled
we
out.
We need to escort
I was taken out. I was
out
taken
of the
out.
Cathedral.
I was taken out in handcuffs. Right. They were afraid that I might steal Joseph.
Oh my God.
Or maybe a stray lamb.
All right, so the three wise men, obviously the three kings celebration is the 6th, the 7th.
I believe it's just January 6th.
Okay,
now you are Greek, right?
I am Greek. Yeah, but so it's the same. Like our Christmas is the exact same.
Oh, okay.
Greek Orthodox. The only thing that's different are Easters.
You still have the Christmas and everything. It's just
Easter.
Yeah,
everything's
different.
The same. Yeah, just Easter is a week later usually.
Why, you don't think he rose on that
no,
day? What's your problem?
No, because we follow it the correct way. We follow. No, here's why. Because people ask this all the time. There's two calendars. There's the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar.
Right.
And the modern day, I believe,
is the Gregorian.
Is the
right?
Gregorian. And the Greeks follow the Orthodox religion follows the Julian. And
I love Julian vegetables.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Julian Cruz. Because he's a great reporter at Channel 9. But hello.
Cruising with Julian.
So we celebrate Easter a week later because the Julian calendar believes that the Passover was the Last Supper. So obviously, when there's the Passover,
right.
That's the Last Supper. Then you have Good Friday, then Holy Saturday.
So what is yours? Good
Sunday.
Wednesday.
It's Holy Wednesday.
Oh, it is really Wednesday?
It's Holy Wednesday.
I was just joking. No,
I think it is.
Good hump day.
Oh, my mom's gonna kill me.
So you don't even do a Good Friday. You do a Good Wednesday.
No, we do Good Friday.
Oh.
But it's after, it's on the real Good Friday, not when you celebrate it.
Oh, listen to the real.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to get into some.
And then some years it's on the same day.
I didn't think we were going to disagree this quick.
I know. Seriously. Well, you had me when you had the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I would never put the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
I am a stickler. I am a pragmatist. Okay. I like reality.
Okay, who were the three kings?
Balthazar, Melchior, and Ernie.
No. Ernie.
No, it is Balthazar and Melchior. I don't know the third.
Casper. Caspiar?
Is it Caspiar?
Okay, I only know
okay,
this.
Okay, if anybody knows, give
I
us a call.
I only know because I had to look. I think it is. I had to
really?
Look it up because, yeah.
Give us a call, 312-981-7200. What's the name of the third wise man?
Oh, for a prize. Do we have anything to give away?
Do we have a Lou Malnati's? I think it's Malnati. It's Balthazar, Melchior, and Malnati.
And Malnati. Right. At the end.
We shouldn't give away a prize until we know we have one.
All right, yeah, let's wait. We'll wait. 312-981-7200. Text us or call us. It's Andrea Darlis and Elton Jim. More after this on 720 WGN.
No switching. So is it Marvin Gaye singing, hosting the show? No, it is not. Now, Benning the Jets, our producer here, Ben Anderson, I always get this, but is that Tammy Terrell or is that, it's Marvin Gaye and or it's someone else, right?
Yeah, that's Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston.
Kim Weston.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell were a very famous duo with Motown, but it was Kim Weston who does... It Takes Two, which is one of my favorite
songs.
But it is not Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston hosting today, filling in for Bill and Wendy. It is Jim Gay. No, it is Elton Jim and Andrea Darlis. And we,
oh, God. My
and we've been having
laughing.
Fun today.
We've been
on here since, 10 o'clock. We've got about 6 or 8 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. If you like what you've heard so far, then go to WGNradio.com and we'll be doing another extra bonus hour.
Oh, God. I'm removing that button from you.
From 12 to 1.
Yeah. And we've been talking about Christmas cards and baby. We're going to take this call about baby Jesus, but I have to read this to you first before we run out of time on the air here, Jim. We were talking about the Christmas cards and what people do, and I said, you know, either recycle them or throw them out. And someone and people, there's so many great texts. Thank you for all of these. My mother used to use the front of the received Christmas cards that weren't personalized on the front or with a note written on the back to use as gift tags on the larger gifts that we would wrap.
Nice idea.
Still using the supply that she saved. Her mom passed away a year ago, November of 2017, and they will be using them for quite a while. That's from Peter
cool
in Sauk
idea.
Village. Very cool idea. And a lot of church groups are texting in and school saying that ladies at the church take the Christmas cards, cut out the pretty designs, punch hole in two different cards back to back, and make them either into ornaments or door hangers, and they use them at their nursing home or to hang on wheelchairs or for decoration,
cool.
And they're quite lovely.
Nice.
So that's a great idea.
And we should recap at the top of the show, we were talking about my nativity scene and how I do not put the baby Jesus in the manger or even close to the manger or in the stable until Christmas Day, 12:01. I keep him in the piano bench. And then at 12:01, I bring him out and put him where he should be. Then, because now he's born, and I also have my three wise men in the kitchen as they make their way towards the living room.
Where are they today? Do you move them closer?
Well,
close,
but they just saw the star, so they're just starting.
Okay.
Yeah, Balthazar, Caspar,
will
and
they end
Melchior.
Up like in the refrigerator? I mean, you put the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
Well, yeah. Well, no, they have to traverse the couch. Okay. And the TV stand.
Wow.
And the coffee
table. Nights at your house must be so fun.
Yeah, they are. They three kings are traversing afar.
Oh, God.
Remember the song.
Oh, God.
Where is Lori on the phone here? Hello, Lori.
Lori, please help me.
My family thinks I'm absolutely nuts, and now I agree with Elton Jim, and I think I am too.
Right. And it's fun being
it's
nuts,
right,
isn't
Lori.
It?
It's okay. Where do you keep the baby Jesus?
Baby Jesus is different. He's not in my piano bench.
Okay.
We gift wrap him.
Oh,
and
nice.
Put him in the manger, and he is the first thing to be opened Christmas morning.
Now,
oh,
see,
sweet.
Excellent. I love that. I mean, I guess my piano bench might be a little cold, but I like that idea,
although,
too.
How does he breathe?
Well, okay.
Well,
have to,
that's what my family keeps saying.
See?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do Lori's idea for next year. I'm going to wrap him up. I'm going to put him under my tree. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put two little holes by his nose.
For air holes.
So he can breathe.
You know what? I should have done that.
Right.
There you go, Lori. See, then you won't scare the kids and the grandkids.
Jesus does not belong in that manger.
Out, so the wise men take a while to get. Take a quarter of an inch.
Right.
Walk every day.
That's what I said. Right now, my three wise men have just made it to the Ottoman, and not the Ottoman Empire.
God. No,
they've made it to the Ottoman by my chair.
Wow, I'm telling you, I would love to spend an afternoon with you, Lori, and an evening with Jim in your homes to see this journey.
Next year, Lori and I are going to get together. We're going to have three wise man races and to see whose three wise men can get to the stable quicker.
What do we do with the one that's kneeling?
Oh, that's true. Well, he could do somersaults. Yeah, that's true, because Balthazar, I think Melchior is always on his knee. I'm not sure which one, but... Well, thank you, Lori. I'm glad you're as crazy as I am. There's at least two of us.
Me
it
too,
takes
Lori.
Two.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year.